Playing music is one thing, but what does it take to make an instrument? As Noelle Evans reports, a young apprentice in the heart of Rochester is finding out.
John Delmonico began working at Sullivan Violins 5 years ago.
Really, the story is I couldn't find a teaching job, and I needed a job.
He's a classically trained cellist with a background in music education. He started out as an office clerk at Sullivan's, but soon took interest in how the instruments were built and maintained.
When I came here and had the opportunity to play 20 different cellos, I got to experience 20 different voices or 20 different characters. That has helped inform me on what I'm looking for when I set up an instrument. Suddenly I have more of a palette to work with.
Now he's repairing string instruments, some over 200 years old, while still supporting the business side of things. He's now about to make the first cello of his career.
Even though there's been no cutting of wood yet, no selection of materials, you want to have the sound of the instrument in your head already as you're thinking about the building process, because at some level, that affects it.
Delmonico's boss and mentor is Ken Sullivan, owner and senior luthier at Sullivan Violins. Sullivan's been making handcrafted instruments for 35 years. For the past 5 years, he's taught Delmonico the luthier trade. Sullivan came to the trade as a carpenter, so he has a feel for the materials. For him, the nuances of a handmade object have more value than the qualities of a machine-made product.
It could just be a moment's thought of something you did different, that you were thinking that it gave it a little bit more character by doing that. It could be a slip of the knife, which people, you know, it adds a little character to it sometimes.
Sullivan's just completed building a cello by hand. The process took a little over a year, and the project was based on an 18th century cello made by an Italian luthier named Matteo Goffler.
The curves on the instrument are quite honest curves, let's put it that way. It's the violin family instruments is a product of the Renaissance. Mathematics and geometry were very important in its construction.
Little has changed in the way of string instruments since the Renaissance, but musicians now play in bigger venues. So Sullivan has adjusted some of the cello's shape. A flatter arch, for instance, allows for more resonance. While making instruments still follows the basic processes of the 16 and 1700s, technology does help.
The idea that Stradivari didn't have a bandsaw or a joiner is kind of, it's true, he didn't, but what he did have is two sons who worked with him for over 50 years. They were his bandsaw and joiner.
Sullivan does have woodworking machines, but like Stradivari's, he also has two assistants. No one today, he says, can make an instrument that can compare to the work of a master like Stradivari's. But he still believes that there's plenty of reasons to create new instruments.
What we can do is make great instruments that sound great, that look great, that are affordable, that under the right hand somebody can develop a tremendous expression of their own.
In Rochester, I'm Noelle Evans, WRVO News.